Yeah, you know how it is. Out of all the important things in your life, your relationships, health, finances, 9 out of 10 of them are bubbling along just fine. But there's that one thing that's causing you so much grief. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. And you know how it goes, right? We want to whinge and complain about that one thing, somehow carrying on as though we're completely blind, completely impervious to the 9 out of 10 things in our lives that are going along so wonderfully well. Why do we do that? Human nature, I guess. So it comes as something of a slap in the face when you look at Jesus and realize that he didn't complain once about his life. Sure, sometimes he admonished his disciples. Other times he criticized the religious leaders of his day. But come on, can you think of one instance where a single whinging word crossed his lips? I didn't think so. Not even when he was betrayed by Judas, unfairly tried, beaten, reviled, and ultimately nailed to a cross. Not a one. Which makes all the whinging and complaining that we carry on with some days seem pretty lame and ridiculous, don't you think? Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you'll be blameless and pure, children of God, without any fault. What, according to God, should we do without complaining or arguing? Absolutely everything. And why should we do everything that way? So that we'll be blameless and pure children of God without any fault. So today, let's get a revelation together. No matter how difficult things get, no matter how unfair they may seem, stop whinging, stop complaining, stop arguing, and get on with it. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And in fact, far more productive than wasting time complaining and arguing is getting down on our knees and praying. Because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.